So today's stuff is Memtet, and last year we started what I just noticed here that what was Perek Chelek, as we'd say in Bavli, but this is in Yerushalmi, we call it Perek Kol Yisrael, which is again the first few words of the Perek Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek Olam Haba. Now the Gemara begins Elu She'en Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, so Hosifu Aleihem. These are the ones that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Who are these? These are Porek Ol. Let's explain what this means. Porek Ol means you're casting your yoke off. What does that mean? Hamefer Brit. That's got to do with that as well. And a Magale Panim Batorah, literally, who reveals the face in Torah. Exactly. What did that mean? We'll get to that. All this bill in Chelek Kol Ba. So, what are these? Are Aporek Ol Zeomer Yesh Torah. Aporek Ol, who's literally casting the yoke, that is someone who admits there is Torah. I believe that there is Torah, but any sofana, so any sofna, that I'm not machshiv it. It's not for me. Okay, he's not denying Torah. It's just, no, I'm not. I don't consider it very important. Fair. Well, not very fair, but that's the explanation. Hafer brit zam moshech lo orla. Mefer brit is someone who had a brit milah, but then pulls the skin around it to make it appear as if he doesn't have a brit milah anymore. Okay, magale min patora ze omer non ina Torah mina shamayin. Someone's magale panim patora. That is someone who says that Torah wasn't from shamayin. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Veloka tanita. We've already learned that in the Mishnah." So haomer ein Torah mina shamayin. So this is meant to be adding something we haven't seen in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Tani Rabbi Chanina Ontaya, sorry, Antonaya, Kamei Rav Mana, Zeh Shehu Over Al Divrei Torah Befarhesia." This is someone who is desecrating the Torah. So, not desecrating Torah, who is transgressing the Torah in public. Kogon Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda v'chaverav. Okay, like that case. Now, by the way, this section that we've seen, we saw this in Masechta Peah, but this part of the Gemara was organized slightly differently. Etc. So. That's why at this point, actually, this part is actually mentioned much later on. But what we need to really do to appreciate the next page of the Gemara is jump down about five, six lines. We'll come back to this and we'll go back to where we're up to in a moment. It says, Rubos Fuyot, if someone has a majority of merits, Umutu Averot, and a minority of transgressions, Nifremin Umutu Averot, he is sort of paid out, meaning punished, seem to be reduced those Miot Averot. In this world, so that he can benefit the full reward without any punishment whatsoever in the world to come. What if he has a majority of transgressions and a minority of like this positive things, mitzvot, merits? He receives that well, the reward for mitzvot. Kalot, you know, there's in this world, Sheshbodabalamazer, Kadeid for us, we can get the full punishment, if you like, Meshalem Latid Lavo. So, just if now we go back to where we're up to when it comes to Avodah Zarah Ariot. The reason why we need to learn this first is because there's another part in the Braita that continues. Hulu the Korban Ede says, well, Kaya Tani, which we just read, Basamuk, but it says, Aval Porek Ol Mofei Brit, or Magalef Pani Batorah, the three we just mentioned. That's Porek Ol, Mofei Brit, Magalef Batorah, Afo Bishabado Masim Tovim. Despite the fact he has good deeds, he receives a punishment in this world and in the next. This is because these are considered being like chamur, if you like. That just being getting punished in this world is not enough. Now the question is, the Gemara is dealing now, what about Avodah Zarah and Giloy Arayot? Normally we understand as being very chamur Avayrot. So are they considered the chamurot like Porek Ol Mefrit Omega Panim? So Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, back to the Gemara. So debate what they're treated as. Manan kaimin. So what are you talking about? In botam chasa tshuva. If they did tshuva, in kol davar me bifnei kol bali tshuva. It's nothing stands in the front of tshuva. You do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive you. However, so why are you punishing this world or next? Ella pen anan kaimin boto shlo asa tshuva. This is someone who ended up doing tshuva. So it did not do full tshuva, or met the asurim and suffered. As we'll learn in that soon, the three chalukei kapara, that certain averot that do if they're extreme, in order to achieve a full kapara, it's we'll discuss this in the next amud or towards the end of this amud. That again, they it might be they do tshuva, yom kippur, they can have yesurim. But they're not the full kapara is not achieved until they die. But the problem is in this situation, this person achieved Yisurim but didn't do tshuva. So it achieves a partial kapara, but without tshuva, you don't get the full kapara. So that's what it's referring to in this case, that yeah, even despite the fact he bore Yisurim, he doesn't he hasn't achieved a full kapara because he didn't do tshuva. Okay, so let's skip down to where we sort of, this is the bright we mentioned in the beginning. Let's continue. Rubos chuyot, if he has a majority of sport, you're Gan Eden. If he has a majority of Averot, you're Esh Gehenem. What happens, Hayam Unyan? What if someone's done, even Kilta, right? Absolutely balanced. What happened in this case? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Nose Avonot Enktiv, Ela Nose Avon. This is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Nochet Lafim Nose Avon over okay, we just been explaining it a couple of days, yesterday, 2 days ago. It was yesterday on Shabbos. Nose Avon. In other words, you have to appreciate what the Gemara is doing with this Nose Avon. So I'll show you here, the Korban Ha'eda says, Demashma Kodosh Baruch Hu Solech La'avodot B'nei Adam. If it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nose Avonot, that implies that he forgives people. Okay. How it doesn't say is, it doesn't say Nose Avonot. Enkiv Ela Nose Avon. Avon is in the singular. Devada lo kai aslichot aslichat avon. It can't be talking about when someone does tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch forgives him for the sins. Datu, really, HaKadosh Baruch only forgive one sin on many sins? What's the term in the singular there? What's Nose Avon? Again, Devada lo kai aslichot avon. Datu, avon echad usoleach alidi tshuva oborov zchuyot. Velo avonot harbem bitmia ella b'shakul ayu. We're talking about someone who's 50-50. Mishul mechetzia amechetzia bekamash palan shekachi midato. That's the trait of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'shakul, if someone's 50-50, nosei takes off away one avon meavonot umesalkon removes it. Umimele, what's going to happen? Kapmoznayin machreya letzad zchut. So there's two ways it can be, if you like. The Gemara is going to mention both. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate situation, someone's 50-50. Either he takes away an avon, a sin, and therefore if you're losing the classic mashal of scales, well, clearly the sluot are going to now tip in his favor. Or you'll see another example in a moment. So the first one is, Hotef noseh avon, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu tef shatar achad, min averot ve'asfod mapriot. Amar Reb Elazar says, no. V'lacha Hashem chesed, ki ata teshalem le'ish, you pay a person k'ma'asehu. Ma'asehu enktiv. It doesn't say ma'asehu. D'mashma gomel adam schar ma'asav. That he's paying, he gives the person a reward for his deeds. It says k'ma'asehu. What's k'ma'asehu? And it says elik ma'asehu. So therefore, ve'in late late, he doesn't have. It's 50-50. At yayv le'min didach. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of adds one on. So there's two ways of understanding. If you like, take away a chol, which is the first shot, and therefore the schuyot goes down, or if you like, you're pushing down the side of the scales with the schuyot, and also goes in his favor. Two ways to explain that. So you got the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Barav Chesed Matek Lape Chesed. Towards Chesed, he's Matek Lape Chesed. He tilts it towards Chesed. Okay. Fine. Now, Rav Yirmiya Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak, by Itztaka Titzor Tam. Now, all these psukim, as we'll see in a moment, they have a similar theme. Korman explains this, that it seems to be that towards a tzaddik, he sort of keeps him in this direction in terms of protects him, and a rasha seems to be setting up for failure. And the Gemara doesn't like that. You'll get to that in a moment. As it says, tzaka titzor tam darech. Titzor is lashon shomer, right? It will keep those, protect those that is a tam darech. Risha tetzalef chatat. But the rasha is pushed in another direction towards chatat. Chatim tidroth ra'a, ve'tzadikim yishalem tov. Or im le'leitzim hu yalitz, ul'anavim yitenchen. The leitzim, he is melitz, like, it sounds like compounding in that direction. However, l'anavim, for the humble, he gives chen. Raglei chasidav yishmor, he protects the feet of the chasidim, of his chasidim. And rashim b'chot v'yigdamu, they'll be sullen and dark. Kavod chachamim min chalu, psulim merim kolon. So it seems to be, sigim sayaga, v'tarin atria. So that lashem sigim is like sag, like a fence. So mashal hedyot hu makom sheyesh the korban eda sheyesh sayag vegeder godrin oto makom parutz potzin oto, which seems to suggest that which has a fence, he puts a fence around, and that which has a breach, more breaches are added. V'chena davar, it says v'chena davar hatzadik nishmar makodesh baruch shlichato me'arasha. And the Gemara says v'cheni v'chenu amida latzik racha brisho. does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really sort of dig a rasha deeper into his, like, it doesn't think it's fair. The Havamina is, who needs more help? The rasha needs more help than the tzaddik. That's what seems to be the catcher. So the Gemara says, "Ink Elakini Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rabbi Yirmi Bar Yitzchak Shomer." It says, "No, Shomer Dan Datzos Moner Aveira." No, it is right, because if someone is being very particular to protect himself from an area for Palm Rishon Shniyaf Shlishit, he's created, if you like, this chazaka that he's an individual who is very careful with mitzvot and he's trying his best to stay away from an aveirot. Mikan Va'ilech, if that's the case, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to. It makes sense. He will protect him from slip ups. Because this is someone showing that this is something that is very important to him. So Kadosh Baruch will help him from slipping up by mistake. Okay? It says, Hen kol eli yifalek hel, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing his bit, if you like. Pa'amim shalosh im gaver. Gaver, right? Because the person himself has done it two or three times himself. Okay? Now that makes sense. However, Amar Abzira ubilchot de lo yatikli. It's not like once you do this, you've got your special protection shield and you're okay. Because that's provided that the person doesn't go to break that. Because once he changes tracks, then it's different. As it says, the chuta meshulash lo, it doesn't say lo le'olam yinatek, the three strand string, if you like, three in a rope, doesn't break at all. It just says lobim hera, doesn't readily. Ela inktiv, ela lobim hera inatek. It doesn't readily break. Mashma, inatrapilave mifsak. If someone's going to take a knife to this three strand rope and start cutting away over, of course it's going to break. It just means it's stronger once it's there. So it affords a person protection, but the person's going to undermine everything he's been doing, then there goes the extra protection. Rav Huna says, "B'shem Rabbi Abahu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain lafanav shicha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything. Kibiyachol, aval b'Yisrael naseh shachacha. When it comes to Israel, it appears to be like a forgetful kibiyachol. How so? Matam says, noseh avon. Now, but it's written nosheh. Nosheh is like shocheh, to forget. So bearing a sin, but it's written nosheh. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol forget." So it says, well, this is what we saw before with the the first pasuk. It says, that's the pasuk we said, Chotef Shatar Echad, min Averod, that person's 50-50, he can pull off, if you like, one Aver. The tip in his favor. David, Nasata Vona, again, the pasuk is, Nasata Vona Mecha, Kisita Kochat Tamsela. Okay, because he said you cover it over. That's a covering over, like a putting aside. Shechatam, again, importantly, that's avon, one, in the singular. That's why Korban Ezer says, shechat avon echad, when, kishahayu az chuyot v'aver shkulim, back to what we said in the beginning, when everything's uneven balance. Okay, yafeh. Now the Gemara says, v'al yedei kach, kisit achatatam, shaz chud mechriot. And because of that, the averot are there covered over, because now you've tilted in the chuyot side, and that's why it came out positive. Okay, let's continue. Shara Matya ben Harash et Rebel Azar ben Azaria. Beshiva Amar lo Shmaita. In the Shiva that says Arba Chalukei Kabara Shaya Rebbe Shmuel Doresh, that there were four Chalukei Kabara. Four, you'll see, depending on the Vera, means of achieving Kabara. Amar lo, he says, well, really, there's Shloshahim. There's only three. Why? Because Tshuva you can't treat as being one of the Chalukei Kabara, because that's a prerequisite to all forms of achieving kapara. Let's have a look. Katavachara shuva banim shovavim. This is the first part. That if you do tshuva, what's going to happen? Erpa mishuvoteichem. Just do tshuva, and I'll heal you. Sounds like tshuva dana. Next, avdochara amar kibon zeichaper lechem nataretchem. That refers to Yom Kippur. Ktovachara amar kadeti b'shevet pisham uvanagim avonam. Sounds like there's negaim, there's isurim that's necessary for some sort of for full kapara. Here it seems to be you don't get a full kapara until the person dies. So what are we talking about? Here, therefore, we got these arba, if you really want to say, three chalukei kapara. Ha'over al mitzvah aseh, if someone does it, violates a mitzvah aseh, v'shav, and does tshuva miyad, ein zaz mimkomo ad shim chola kakadosh baruch hu. That what's going to happen, if someone does tshuva, immediately kakadosh baruch hu is done. You have to wait for a Yom Kippur or anything. Again, erpa mishuvot eichem, because you do tshuva, immediately I'll heal you. Next, halvera mitzvah lo taseh, if it's called a regular negative prohibition. The shav miyadin does tshuva. A tshuva toleh, the tshuva, if you like, suspends somewhat. And that uyom kapir, so it achieves something partially. The Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yom Kippur finishes it up. Okay, that achieves a full component. Balav omer ki umazei chaper lechem. That's what we need Yom Kippur for. Ha'over al krito mitol beitin. What's much more serious prohibitions that apparently occur in mitol beitin. And he disobeyed mazid. Why mazid? Because we know if it's karet, you bring a korban chatat. Okay, so if it is mazid, ha'tshuva v'yom kippurim mechaprim mechetza. Tshuva Yom Kippur achieves half. Yisurim, it also achieves other half. Valav omer, pekadvi b'shev b'sham, and again, ab tumutun, as we said. What about, aval mishni t'chalel bo shem shamayim, if you do something, it's got a chilul Hashem? Well, ein koach tshuva litlot v'lo omer kippur nechaper. Tshuva alone is not enough to tole, to suspend, say, punishment. V'lo Yom Kippur is not enough to achieve a full atonement. V'lo yisurim lemarek is like to completely clear it off. So they'll only achieve partial amount. Ella tshuva yom kibur machaprim shlish. Tshuva yom kibur does a third. Yisurim shlish umita memareket shlish. And once person dies, that clears off the whole sin completely. Balav omer im chopan azeh alechem ad tumutun. Halamata shamita memareket. That really mita is what is going to memarek. So pekadi b'shev b'sham. Sorry, was uben nagaim. That was the pasuk. He's ad tumutun. Sorry. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Dibrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, that's his psha. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva as well. Aval Dibrei Chachamim say no, Seir Mishtalech Mechaper. The Seir Mishtalech we had in Thomas Mesa, that was Mechaper for what? Mechaper for everything. Kobanez says. It says, Alako. Okay, that makes sense when you have the Seir Mishtalech. Ein Sham Seir, then Hayom, meaning Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So Keitzer Mechaper, how so? Like, meaning when in Yom Kippur is it Mechaper? So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Zemachoke. Rabbi Zira says, kol shuhu, kol shuhu, meaning every moment of the day is mechaper. However, Rabbi Chenia says, no, besof at the end. So ma nafke b'nei, what's nafke mean? And that's someone who dies in the beginning of Yom Kippur. Meaning, the beginning of Yom Kippur is mechaper according to one shita, which is that of Rabbi Zira. And Rabbi Chenia says, only at the end of the day, so you didn't achieve the full kapara because Yom Kippur was mechaper.
But then, what is the additional value of this Zira Mishtaleach? The Yom is
performed. No, that's what we get to that in a second. We'll see in a second because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, according to Shita, the Shita that says it's Mechaper Miyad. You're saying. So we'll discuss that in a second. In other words, this is in the absence of the Seir Mishtaleach. That's what we're saying. In the absence of the Seir Mishtaleach, then the day is Mechaper.
Yeah.
But when is the Mechaper? In the beginning, either throughout the entire day or the end. Okay. But and with. With the simishtaleach, that's mechaper, not the day. It sounds like.
I'm saying even when you have both the day and the seer mishtaleach, meaning the day is not going to be mechaper.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Mishtaleach.
Yes, it's a seer mishtaleach that achieves it. That's what it sounds like. So adat Rabbi Zira, someone dies in the middle. We said adat Rabbi Zira kfar kiper because. Any point of the day, although Rabbi Chanina, no kippur. Okay, now Girsa change. Amar of the era, matnin mesayel Rabbi Chanina. It's beautiful. Rabbi Zira says that the bride seems to support Shira Rabbi Chanina. This is the person who is his bab plukta, the person who's arguing with. He's trying to bring a riot to his opponent, if you like, in this debate. So Tamur Sirish Melech, Sirish Melech Mok Machar, Mashing, we find that doesn't find Yom Kippur. Or Yom Kippur, we find something you don't find Basira Mishtalach. Why? Shomak Mechaper Belo Seir. Yom Kippur is able to mechaper without the Seir. But the Seir is not mechaper without Yom Kippur, meaning it's only mechaper on Yom Kippur. And then it says, Chamur b'Seir sh'asir mechaper miyad, the Seir is mechaper immediately, and Yom Kippur is mechaper when? Mishetechsha. Interesting, that seems to support whose opinion should that said it's only mechaper at the end of the day. However, Rav Huna comes along and says, no, you can't bring a rye from them. Maybe it's talking about the situation where they were going to bring this Sa'ir. In other words, Yom Kippur is usually Mechaper in the beginning of the day. Why does it say it's Mochamor? Because they don't do Mechaper at the end of the day. That's the situation where they're going to bring the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. And for some reason, they didn't bring it that year. That's why happened in Mechaper at the end of the day. But in the absence of the Sa'ir Mishtaleach, no, it would have Mechaper in the beginning. However, the Gemara says, Amr Yosef ben Yosef. What are you talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know that they eventually wouldn't have been able to bring the Seir Mishaleach. He knows that, so therefore it wouldn't be mechaper at the beginning of the day. So, in other words, even that the fact that the Brayta says that Yom Kippur is mechaper at the end of the day, there's no situation that you can say that it doesn't support, if you like, the shita of Rav Chanina, that it's mechaper at the end of the day. Okay, let's continue. Ktiv ki devar Hashem baza. This is another serious. This is I think we mentioned the Mishnah. This is one of the we haven't it should be oh, no it's not okay this is one of the chamur if you like averus. So the Gemara says Torah baza is again a serious violation. This is someone who seems to mavaz, that seems to be the understanding at this stage of the entire Torah. How do you know minayin afilu kafar b'mikra echad? How do you know that even if someone was kofar on one pasuk, or b'targum echad, or one line of targum, one kal v'chomer that's written in the Torah? Now, what are these cases? Talmud lomar v'mitzvah hefer, that mitzvato really hefer, even one singular one, that would be enough, if you like, to be considered this serious violation of the Devar Hashem Baza. Now, what type of pasuk are you talking about? This is b'mikra v'achot lo tantimna. So if someone says, oh, that pasuk is really unnecessary, it's just sipur dvarim, if you like. That's someone who's considered being Devar Hashem Baza. Okay? But you don't appreciate that achot lo tamtimna, I'm sure you're familiar with the drashas and the pesukim, that this was to show the chashivut of Avraham Avinu. That Timna wanted to convert and she was sent away. She wanted to be part of the Jews. And in the end, who did she marry? She ended up marrying Eliphaz, the son of Esau. She said, somehow I want to be connected to the family. She was willing to be a Peleges, even though she came from royalty. Okay, so there's what to be Dorish from it. Similarly, but Targum, what would they have Targum? Vayikra lo Lavan yagar se'aduta. So someone might say, ah, this is like, why are you Aramaic? It's like not meant to be here. You know, all the other type of things that people take customs from, that it was like Moshe Rabbeinu inserted it. No, again, I didn't say this here, but that's that the article actually said on this that showed the chashivut of Lashon Aramid. We use Aramid sometimes in davening. There's a level, if you like, of Lashon Aramid as well. And the kal v'chomer, what's a kal v'chomer? The ki b'shivatayim. Now here, this is referring to ki shivatayim you come Kain v'lemech shivim v'shiva. So Kain was given. I'll show you here. This is the kal v'chomer. This is HaKetubah LaKibur Taim. Shiomar kal v'chomer ze einu min haTorah. Someone will say that this is when Lemech was trying to convince his wife to continue to have children. Okay? And they said, what's the point? There's going to be a flood, etc. And he says, I killed b'shogeg and Cain killed b'mezid. If there's that many generations was given to Cain before he was killed, so kal v'chomer to me, I should get shiva v'shiva. And someone might say, well, that's ridiculous, that kal v'chomer. So this kind of comment can't be in the Torah because that means the Kadosh Baruch Hu never punish people, right? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gova umevatel dvarav ubemet ein davar batel. It's not but dahachi amarle. V'chiyesh ish haraktiv lefitzi. Did I kill someone deliberately? This is what Lemech was telling his wives. This is when he ended up killing Cain by mistake. V'kivat she'ein ani hagoren. Since I didn't do so deliberately, ein li batel mitzvat Hashem ki efshar shi'arachem al zari. The kal v'chomer wasn't for naught. It says, I can't mevatel, if you like, this mitzvah Hashem, because maybe the reward, this is a Korban Eder's reading, different shots on the sugya, will come to Havarachim on my offspring. Okay? So this, again, this is a type of kal v'chomer that wasn't really for naught completely, because his intention was somewhat different to the way the cynical reading would have been. Okay, let's continue. Now it says, Devar Acher, ki Devar Hashem Baza, what's that? That's someone who speaks Divrei Torah in a place that is filthy, right? A dirty area where there's when there's like feces or things like that. They were sitting in front of a pundak baramsha at night time. Amri ma'u meimar, can we say milad, can we speak Divrei Torah here? So Amri mekeved, if it was daytime, we'd be able to see ma'ikamenu, what is in front of us. But the baram kadun, so therefore now we are not allowed to. In other words, the way the Qur'an explains this piece is that since there might be animal dung or filthy stuff in front of us, and during daytime, we'll be able to clarify that was the case, despite the fact it's the Suffolk now, still for we can't speak to every Torah in this location. We should. Okay. Bar Kafra Amar, Achaz, the Kol Malchei Yisrael, all the Malchei Yisrael, Harashayim, the bad ones, Ein Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. Now we mentioned Achaz separately. So my time, it says, Kol Malcheim Naflu, all the kings fell, Ein Kore Bahem Alai. They're not called in front of me. So Meiti Vein Lei. Harei Hu Nimna Biftaya Shel Malachim. One second, Achaz is mentioned amongst other good kings. Ve'yemei Uzziyahu Yotam Achaz Yechizkiyahu, Malchei Yehuda. So Amar Lumipnesh, now there's different explanations of what was different about Achaz. If he doesn't have Chelek Olam, why is he mentioned positively in this context? So the Gemara's, the gist, according to Korban Eda, of all this explanation is, no, he doesn't have, if you like, Enech Chelek Olam. However, he did have a Zchut that allowed him to be mentioned amongst these, you know, righteous kings. So it says, well, the first one is, Mipnesha Boshet Pami, he had a sense of shame. Ma Boshet Haimayabo, what was that shame? Rav Acha says, B'Shem Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ad Motzei B'Shasha Haya Navi Ba LeKatrigo." When he came to rebuke him, Haya Boreach, he fled LaMakom Tuma. He fled. He had a sense of shame from the Navi. He went to Makom Tuma, but confessed and covered his face Makom Tuma in place of Tuma, because again, he didn't want the Navi to be able to come to him. He had shame there. Lomasha Ein Shchinu LaMakom, because his assumption was Shchinu is not going to be in Makom Tuma. So therefore, if like he escaped it, that was his escape from shame. So how the Ketiva says, "V'yomer Hashem el Yeshayahu, tse na likrat Achaz, go before Achaz." Okay, and it says, but Lakatrigo says, sorry, it says, "V'shar Yashuv." Shar Yashuv is Shar Mishrael Shashuv b'leopanecha b'talmidecha. Go, basically, go without the Talmid, and that's what Korban says. El ktzet ta'alat ha'brecha, ha'liona, el mislat stekoves. Now, koves is the launderer's field. So el mislat, el mislat shalchim misham lestekoves. So don't stay there. So it seems to be that Stekoves was a place of Tumah, it sounds like. However, he does a creek tip. He says, Al tikri, al tikri, don't read Koves, ela Kovesh. Like, you know, humbling his face down. Shu Kovesh Panav, that's when I fell with Kovesh Panav and he ran from him. So ha keitzad b'shasha, anavi ba lekatrigo, aya borech lamakomot, he went to the makom of Kovesh Panav and makomatumah, and he hit his face. Again, sense of shame. However, Yehuda Omer says, no, Mipneshen Nityaser Bivno HaBachor. He had Yisurim in his life at the loss of his son. Matam, what's a pasuk? Again, Vayarog, Zichri Gibor Ephraim. The Gomer, always very important, says, Ephraim et Maaseyahu Ben HaMelech, which is the son. Okay. So Rabbi Yoshua says, no, Mipnesha Aviv Tzadik. No. The reason why he had some sort of schur is because his father was a tzaddik. Think about this one second. Menashe lo aviv tzaddik. Menashe was a bad king and his father was a tzaddik. And it's mentioned here. It says, no. Menashe aviv tzaddik ubeno rasha. Menashe's father was a tzaddik and his son was a rasha. Have Yechizkiyahu aviv. And okay, why are we mentioning Yechizkiyahu in a second? Yechizkiyahu says, aviv rasha ubeno rasha. Why are we mentioning Yechizkiyahu in this way? He says, Kolomar, show the Kormanator. What about his father? In other words, because his father, Chizkiyahu, was a big tzaddik. Because it wouldn't be right to, if you like, count Chizkiyahu bein shnei rasha'im avivu bano. Okay? So as we see the proof here, that it says, what's bitter for me bitter? What's this thing? Marli milfanai, ma'achaz, or marli mecharai, menashe. Okay. However, achaz, aviv tzadik, or banot tzadik, who dichtiv, yad le'ad lo nekera, v'zera tzadikim nimalet. What's zera tzadikim nimalet? Meaning, v'zera tzadik nimalet, inktiv. It doesn't say zera tzadik nimalet. Nimalet is like, if you like, saved in a sense. It says tzadikim, not tzadik. So ela inktiv ela v'zera tzadikim nimalet, zera shu mutal bein shnei tzadikim nimalet. Okay, who's a zera that's between two tzadikim of generation above or low is, if you'd like, treated differently. Again, the flow of pointing to Korban Eda is that he died, this is that he was afal pi, if you like, he didn't get a chelek olam ba, he's mentioned amongst these righteous kings. Now, having mentioned this pasuk, Yad le Yad, it says, Davar acher, Yad le Yad lo inakera, which means Amre Pinchas Zeshu Oset Staka. Someone does staka, umarakesh mitos char miyad. So yad liyad, give something yad liyad, that's staka. Korbanei says, that's literally at staka, the Mepharshim mitzvah, we're talking to staka. There's loy in akero, wouldn't be clean of ra. What's this talking about? Someone who's does staka and wants to get the schar immediately. I'll just show you here, the korbaneida. Zeshu at staka, dichti bistaka poteach, poteach tiktach et yadecha. It's yad liyad. Says, and then it says, amar, ki inish to amar ha staka, ha sala, Vahasata kumful, which means again, I'll show you the korbanet. It says, in other words, hasaka, I mean vahamaot vahamida. Here's the money. Here's the measure. This is the measure. Ten liyavul lechol. Give me exactly what I want. V'ina devar ken. It doesn't work that way. Shepamim rabot ishiyef shalo lasik tvoah. It takes time. Elim kenat tolamod mekana. Unless you pay the money in advance. Ken but tzedek. Despite the fact, when it comes to taka, it's clear that you'll receive reward. It says bechanoni nazot. You don't demand your reward immediately. Peratamiyad. Kipamim. Sometimes haschar shamul levanav. Maybe the schar is going to be held for the future generations. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Hucho Moshe Amar liYisrael v'zacharti et briti Yaakov. Oh, sorry, I missed a bit. Sorry. Tell us what you can share. Avot olam ilu bikshu li toschar mitzvot she'asu b'olam hazeh. Had avot demanded this schar mitzvot in this world. Meichanei ha'zchut kaim elevanim achareihem. From where would the schut have stood for the future generations? Now, that's going to lead to discussion in next year about the concept of schut avot. How does it work? How long does it last for? Did it end? Things like that. And Mitzvah Shem will get there. All right. Seder. Kol tov. Have a good night.